You're listening to BI Radio, brought to you by Cognos, the next level of performance. Check us out online at radiocognos.com.
Hi there, and welcome to BI Radio. Up next, better business intelligence between the mountains and the sea. John Blackmore talks balanced scorecards and BI cadets with Chris Grange from the University of Wollongong in Australia. Let's listen in.
I'm speaking with Chris Grange, Vice Principal of Administration at the University of Wollongong. Chris, your university is big, over 20,000 students, and I understand it's an award-winning institution.
Yes, we've won a number of awards. We're the number one teaching university in Australia, according to all government statistics that come out. We're also one of the top 10 research universities in Australia. And last year, the Commonwealth Universities, that's the British Commonwealth, named us as the University of the Year, and that's across the whole of the British Commonwealth. Wollongong's about 1 hour south of Sydney. Wollongong, as a name, means it's an Aboriginal word, and it means between the mountains and the sea.
Now, you had a successful business intelligence and reporting implementation at your university, but things started to go wrong. Maybe you could talk about that.
We managed to build content that covered every area of our activity, but it actually started to work against us. The first reason was the sheer volume of content that we collected became too big and too confusing for all of our end users. The second thing was that architecturally it became too complex to support, and the amount of time that we had to put into supporting all of these disparate cubes and reports became quite difficult. There are other issues as well. It's really hard to recruit and retain well-qualified BI professionals. And every time we lost a key person, our momentum and our end-user relationships would be set back.
Now, your solution that you're alluding to, I believe, is to reorganize on many levels. One really interesting part was on the business structure. You established a unique form of a balanced scorecard. Maybe if you could tell us a bit about that.
We're actually using the balanced scorecard model in much of our business planning already. But we had to customize it in a couple of respects. You know, in our environment, the two main customer-facing activities that we have are teaching and research. So we basically took that segment of the balanced scorecard and broke it off into two subsections. We also had a strong desire from our community engagement folks to add community engagement in as a separate dimension within our scorecard as well.
I think there's six of them.
So the six perspectives would then be students and teaching, research, community engagement, finance, leadership and growth or people, and business process.
And a balanced scorecard then is a collection of metrics around those areas. Maybe you just give us a flavor for a few metrics from one or two of those areas, maybe.
Sure. Let's talk about the research for a start. So the amount that our faculty publish is a key research metric.
Okay.
The amount of research funding that they win competitively is a key research metric. The number of postgraduate research students that they recruit and that we train is a key research metric. So they're three of the most important research metrics, and we're tracking those. So the principle we've adopted is that every key metric has to be a ratio or percentage-based performance measure so that scale is taken into account, and that also allows us to do internal and external benchmarking and comparisons on a like-for-like basis.
When you're talking about the you know, the balanced scorecard approach working through the organization. I believe it also affected your own BI organization in terms of the way that you organized its structure.
I mean, we wanted to come up with a structure that was more robust and more better able to withstand the kinds of risks that you face of losing good people, and gave us a stronger consistency over a period of time. The final structure is something of an amalgamation, but the major emphasis is on subject matter experts. There's a project director, there are four business analysts, there are two technical analysts, and there are four what we've called business intelligence cadets.
And you mentioned the BI cadets. What part of the solution for you was that?
What we did was we recognised, one, that there was a labour shortage for qualified BI people, and two, that we had an inherent advantage as a university because we produce a large number of IT graduates every year. So we thought, well, we'll put the two of those together. And what we'll do is that we'll create these BI cadetships. We'll look to recruit graduating students on a two-year cadetship. We'll ask that they have a basic understanding of SQL and OLAP, and we'll pay them a good salary, but what we'll give them is lots of training. They'll start and they'll automatically be booked into three or four training programs, and we'll teach them how to build cubes, how to build reports, how to build metrics, how to contribute to the data warehouse design and development, and so on and so forth.
It's a clever idea, a clever approach to what you had as a problem.
The results so far are very promising. So we've had this team together now for 8 months, and they've evaluated Cognos 8.1. They've had that in development for some time. They've created a new data warehouse structure. They have finalized the specifications for all of the HR metrics and indicators, and they've built all of the HR metrics and indicators. They've written the first draft specifications on research, on students and teaching, and on finance, and they're out with the end users for comment at the moment. They've ordered their new server infrastructure and worked with our IT group to put all that in place, and they're actually installing Cognos 8.2 this week in the production environment, and we'll be starting to roll out some of the new content and models over the next few weeks. I think the BI cadets model is extremely repeatable for universities. I think it's repeatable for other employers more widely, but for universities in particular, it leverages on their ability to access a prospective labour market really well.
That's great. Well, I really appreciate your time today. It's a great approach to what could have been a problem. You've turned a challenge into an opportunity. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Need answers to your business questions now? Get them with Cognos Now, the industry's first operational business intelligence appliance. Cognos Now gives you real-time and continuous visibility into your key business processes through dashboards that users can set up and edit themselves. See a demo at cognos.com/products/now and see the difference that quick decisions can make on business performance. That's cognos.com/products/now.
Taking you to the next level of performance. This is Radio Cognos. Check us out online at radiocognos.com.